gentlemen. This is MGTOW Life, and welcome to another podcast. On my trip home, imagine that. So, the topic of this podcast, or the title, is going to be thirsty. Now, let's get started. Why would I call it thirsty? Well, in my humble, biased opinion, I was born in the 70s, and I want to say in the middle 80s to the 90s is when it began. And when you are a young man between the ages of 15 to 25, that thirst is real. It's there. You can't deny it. You can't put on a shelf, and it's difficult to manage for some. I want to say it was difficult to manage for me. You're going to have people like Nikola Tesla, people that have created great things. 9 times out of 10, they didn't have women as their focus. They were self-made, and they knew what they wanted to accomplish. And it was so important that they could, in my opinion, I could be wrong, but in my opinion, they put women on a shelf, put them away, put them aside to check out another day. And they handled business. They took care of shit. Not going to say it was easy. Of course, I wasn't there, but I'm not going to say it was easy. I'm not going to say that when you're young, that it is not on the... It's on the back of your mind fucking all the time. All the damn time. It really is, because of two factors. You have women that are the best looking they're probably ever going to be. And you and I both know that they're going to feel the best that they're ever going to feel. They're not going to have baggage. They're not going to be have a pot belly. They're not going to have alcoholism. They're not going to have, you know, a lot of things between 15 and 25. It's reasonable to assume that their vagina isn't blown out. That would be a reasonable assumption. There's always, you know, there are always women that have hit the wall early and or just had a lot of dick ran through them. That's always the case. You're always going to have those exceptions. But and not having a car when I was 15, 16, 17, or 18, not having a car because my dad was a cheap ass. He wasn't going to pay the insurance. He knew that making a minimum wage, it was going to be difficult for me to afford the insurance and everything else that goes with it. Even after he paid half for my car, he didn't pay for a car like he did for my sister. But I tell you what, gentlemen, each situation is different, and I have to understand and respect that. But when you're 15, hoping to get a car to go out on some dates because you don't know how women are, you think you do. You actually think you know how women are. You think you know how to play the game when you don't. But not having a car denied me of a lot of those interactions. So the thirst was there, and I didn't have the outlets. And for some people, of course, you don't have to have the outlet. They're going to be self-made. They're going to, like I mentioned earlier, they're going to handle shit on their own. They're going to make a good life for themselves. And I respect that. That's great. But for a lot of men, a lot of young men, not having a car can fuck you over. And that's what it did to me. I know it sounds like an excuse, and it kind of is. It kind of is. But regardless, 15 to 25 is when you are most capable of destroying your future because you don't know any difference. skip forward a little bit from 25 to 35. It's when you, if you're going to make yourself, you're going to be a corporate leader, you're going to be NASA, you're going to be whatever it is. If you maintain your focus and the thirst goes the direction it's supposed to go, which is it starts to deplete, it starts to get less less powerful between the ages of 25 to 35. You're able to maintain your focus. You're able to put women on a shelf and see them for the damaged goods that they oftentimes are. Now, to make it, I don't know. That's another difficult time between 25 and 35 is when you're going to not have kids because you're thinking to yourself, shit, I know people that have had kids and they're fucked up already. And I did know people between the ages of 25 and 35 that they had kids and had their divorce and had the whole thing blow up in their face, which, you know, as we all know, is MGTOW and Red Pill. We all know this. It blow up in your face and you can be left holding the bag and paying the bills. For some dumbass reason, this is kind of a personal thing, but for some dumbass reason, I didn't want to be alone in an old folks home when I was, you know, 60, 65, 70, 75, whatever the case may be. I don't want to be one of those old folks that had no family show up because I chose not to have kids and didn't have grandkids and didn't have, you know. And my dumb ass didn't realize that there's a huge chance that I would not be married still at 60, 65, 70, 75. And if I had kids, there's a reasonable chance that they're not going to give a shit about you in the first place. They got their own lives. They got their own things that they're doing. They're in their 30s and 40s. They got their own shit going on. I chose to have a kid when I was 35. Fuck, that was stupid. All because I was thinking about myself, thinking about the fact that I wanted to be alone. One of the worst mistakes I ever made. I'll be honest with you, gentlemen. That was absolutely stupid. That brings me to the next phase between 35 and 45. Those are good times, gentlemen. You've had the drunken stupors. You've had the, you know, drank yourself to the point you're puking. And you've had a car accident or two. You had a ticket or two. You've, you know, had some shit happen, positive and negative. You have had some life experiences. You've had them. Because you're now 35, 40, 45. And amazingly, the thirst really starts to drop off, in my humble, biased opinion. The thirst for females, the thirst for getting laid, the thirst for chasing after women, and because you just want to get laid. It's very powerful at 25. It's less powerful at 35. It's a lot less powerful at 45. I tell you what, gentlemen, if you make it to your 40s and you choose not to have a vasectomy like I did, and you choose to have kids, you're going to be screwed no matter what. But if you just make it to your 40s, a light bulb is going to go off inside your head. You're going to see things much clearer because that thirst has gone away. You can see women for the games. You can see women for their selfish nature. The fact that they do not love you the way you love them because they can't. You're going to see their hypergamous nature. You're going to see the way that they just go from guy to guy to guy. And you can laugh. Excuse me. You can laugh about that shit because you've seen it. You've put a couple decades in. And you can realize that AWOLs, they're out there. They're everywhere. These unicorns, these AWOLs, actually don't exist. maybe in the 80s, maybe. A couple sprinkled in the 90s, maybe. After the 90s, gentlemen, AWOLT. That's all that's left. That's honestly all that's left. Which is fine, because your thirst is either gone or mostly gone, like mine is. It's mostly gone. I'm a monk, so it's mostly gone. I definitely see that the cheese is not worth the squeeze. I definitely see that. And I can just relax and just see the games and just see the drama. And just, oh, it's so entertaining. It's so entertaining to see this bullshit. It honestly is. It's just a big mess. It's just a big shit show. It's funny. And I had a female co-worker today ask me, hey, well, you still want plenty of fish? You still chasing after those women? I was like, oh, no. She's like, well, why? And I told her without taking a breath, I told her, I just can't seem to find any economically attractive women. And it blindsided her. It blindsided her. She had to process that for a second, because when you turn the tables and you play their card, and you play their card on them, they look at you for a second. That's just processing. And they kind of give you that smirk, because they know that you know the game. They know that you know. Oh, it's amazing. It's just fucking fantastic. It's amazing. The thirst is gone. You see the games. You're in your 40s. All you want to do is build your retirement so that you can retire as fast as possible. And for me, that's living simple, besides my dumbass Harley. But besides that, it's living simple and watching the shit show. Hoping that goddamn 401k doesn't drop through the floor when the economic collapse happens. Shit. Fuck, I don't know. The 20s are tough, gentlemen. The 30s is when you start to see the light. And the 40s is when you actually see the light. You actually see the show for what it is. And you can just kick back in your recliner with a cold beer and just watch it unfold. Oh, it's great stuff. It's just great stuff. Entertain yourself. You don't have to be a social butterfly trying to entertain people, trying to buy drinks and do all that bullshit. Nope. It's a good life, gentlemen. It's a good life in your 40s. I just need you to, I need you to make it. I think that freaky Jersey Tales, I think he's going to make it. I do. I think he's going to make it. He was smart and got himself a vasectomy, which is, kudos, brother. Kudos. That's some good shit. I think you're going to make it. You're going to pay off your house, and you're going to retire, and you're going to just be chilling. Because AWOLTs, that's all there fucking is, man. That's all there is. That shit shows and drama and bullshit. Nope. Live for yourself, gentlemen. And see the thirst for what it is, and see it deplete year after year as it just fades away. You just got to make it to that point, gentlemen. All right, guys. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my little podcast as I drive home, talking about the thirst. And as always, take it easy.